SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Today on Roundabout JA, the Jamaica Constabulary Force celebrates Police Week. And later, our glimpses of Jamaica segment and a child care tip. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Mr. Policeman, I don't want no
The Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is celebrating its annual Police Week and activities are in full swing. The JCF kicked things off with its 148th commemorative and memorial church services on Sunday, November 22 in Hanover, St. Mary, St. Elizabeth and Kingston. On Monday, the police had an increased presence in the media as they participated in Media Partnership Day. All day Tuesday, November 24, police stations were open for public viewing of operations and demonstrations. On Wednesday, November 25, the officers will visit schools across the island and assume the role of teachers. On Thursday, the Maypen Police will host its Central Impact with the 2015 Best Station Competition and Expo, with booths from HeartTrust NTA, National Youth Service, and the Social Development Commission, along with some corporate entities. Territorial Officer for the Area 4 Community Safety and Security Branch of the JCF, Inspector Tommy Lee Chambers, talks about the big concert to take place on Friday in Halfway Tree.
In the afternoon, we'll be having a police and citizens night out in Halfway Tree Square. We'll be having a One Love Notion with the theme, Unite Against Crime. And we'll start at 6 p.m. and we'll finish maybe about 12 midnight.
This year's theme is promoting transparency in the face of adversity. Visit a station this week, participate in the activities, and share a word of appreciation to an officer.
Government pensioners, listen up. The Accountant General's Department is modernizing its processes in order to serve you better. All pensioners are therefore being asked to submit their TRN, banking information, email address, contact numbers, and mailing address to ensure accurate, up-to-date records. For more information, visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027 or 1-888-991-0095. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
One of the goals of Vision 2030 Jamaica is to empower young people to contribute meaningfully to building and strengthening their communities. And as each of us contributes meaningfully to society, Jamaica will become the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. For a glimpse of Jamaica from Simeon Thomas.
We have independence in 1962, and before 1962, nobody could go up on the peace later at 9 o'clock at night. No, not church, you couldn't peace later at 9 o'clock at night. Bar couldn't open later at 9 o'clock. You see? After independence, no, these things could happen. Those days, you see, when 39 war started. Blackwood police will come, you have to hide the lamp on your bed. Because Blackwood police will come tell you, say, Blackwood, you can't burn a light. You come burn on your place.
Here now is a child care tip.
I believe the children are our future.
When it is time for your children to leave home, research suggests it's best to let them go. College students with interfering parents are more likely to be anxious, self-conscious, and less open to new experiences than their counterparts. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the Westmoreland Division of the Jamaica Constabulary Force will host a town hall meeting at the Savannah Lamar New Testament Church Hall, 1 Lewis Street, on Wednesday, November 25, starting at 5 p.m. All are invited. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of our studio engineer Andre Palmo, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Have a great week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.